This is the podcast for the report writing page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. There are many forms of writing which you may have to undertake at university, from reflective journals to extended research assignments. The two most common forms of writing are reports and essays. This podcast describes what a report is, outlines the main types of report you may need to write, and summarizes the differences between reports and essays. So first of all, what is a report? A report is a clearly structured form of writing which presents and analyzes information clearly and briefly for a particular audience. The information is usually the result of an experiment, investigation, or some other form of primary research, such as a questionnaire or survey. It will contain headings and subheadings, as well as graphics such as graphs, charts, and tables. Reports often use the information they contain to present recommendations for future action. They are common not only at university, but also in industry and government. We'll have more information on what a report is in the final part, which compares reports to essays. Next, let's consider types of report. There are many different types of reports which can be written, though the type you will write at university depends very much on your course of study. Each report will have a different format and writing conventions, though the structure and language used are broadly similar for all reports. The following are some of the main types of reports written at university. Laboratory report. This type of report explains and analyzes the results of an experiment. It may also be called lab report, experimental report, or science report. Business report. This analyzes a situation and uses business theory to provide solutions or recommendations. It includes many types, for example, market research report, marketing report, and financial report. Case study report. This examines a real-world situation, the case, and analyzes it using appropriate theory, the study. Project report. This reports on project work which has been conducted. Research report. This gives the results of research which has been conducted, for example through surveys, via questionnaires or interviews. Progress report. This informs a supervisor about progress on a project over a certain period of time. Design report. This report describes and evaluates a design used to solve a particular problem. And field report. This combines theory and practice by describing an observed person, place, or event and analyzing the observation. Other types of report are possible, such as a systems analysis report, a maths report, a feasibility study, and a client casework report. Some disciplines, especially business, may require you to write an essay with headings. This is not a report, since all the other features, aside from the headings, are the same as a conventional essay. Finally, let's look at reports versus essays. Although many of the writing skills required for essays also apply to reports, such as use of topic sentences, cohesion, and citations, reports are quite unlike essays in several regards. The following summarizes the main differences. These are divided into three categories: general areas, structure, and content. So in terms of general areas, first there is purpose. A report provides specific information, description, and explanation to the reader, while an essay presents an argument. Readability. A report allows information to be found quickly in specific sections and in the abstract, whereas an essay requires careful reading to follow the argument. Writing skills. A report demonstrates research skills and ability to analyze information. In contrast, an essay demonstrates the ability to support an argument, the thesis, through knowledge and understanding of the topic. And length. A report will always be a long assignment, whereas an essay may be relatively short, for example for an exam answer, or a long assignment. Then there is structure. First, sections. A report has clearly defined sections, each with a different function, while an essay uses well-ordered paragraphs, not sections. Headings. A report uses headings and subheadings for the different sections, and often these are numbered. An essay, on the other hand, does not usually use headings, subheadings, or numbering. And contents page. A report will often include a contents page to show the sections of the report. An essay, in contrast, will not usually include a contents page. Finally, there is the content. First of all, graphics. A report usually uses graphics, such as tables, graphs, and charts, while an essay does not usually include graphics. Research. A report usually includes primary research, for example, experiment or survey, in addition to secondary research. An essay, on the other hand, generally only includes secondary research, for example, citations from textbooks or journals. Recommendations. A report often has recommendations, while only certain essay types, for example, discussion, tend to include recommendations. Finally, appendices. A report may include appendices with additional information. Essays are unlikely to include appendices. For more information on this topic, please visit the website eapfoundation.com/writing/reports.